Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings made for the Jeanette label in 1924 and 1925. We know that BIX Beiderbecke with the Wolverines made his first recordings in 1924 for the Jeanette label. So Nick suggested that I could play a few recordings made for Jeanette around the time that BIX was recording for Jeanette. And I thought it was a good idea, and therefore the program then today will consist of 1924-1925 recordings made by several groups for the Jeanette studios. I will start with a couple of recordings by Guy Lombardo. He was born Gaetano Alberto Lombardo on June 19, 1902 in London, Ontario, Canada, and died in Houston, Texas on November 5, 1977. His father, who had immigrated to Canada from Italy and worked as a tailor, was an amateur singer with a baritone voice and had four of his five sons learn to play instruments so that they could accompany him. Lombardo and his brothers formed their first orchestra while still in grammar school and rehearsed in the back of their father's tailor shop. The two numbers by Guy Lombardo are from his first recording session, March 10, 1924, Richmond, Indiana. By the way, I will play recordings made both in Richmond, Indiana and in New York, just like BIX had done. The early recordings of BIX were in Richmond, Indiana, but then when the Wolverines went to New York, they recorded for the Jeanette Studios in New York. The first recording I'm going to play is Mama's Got Goodbye. This will be followed by Cotton Picker's Ball. The band consisted of Guy Lombardo on violin, Lebert Lombardo on trumpet, Jack Miles trombone, Carmen Lombardo clarinet or alto sax, Fred Higman on tenor sax, Fred Kreitzler on piano, Francis Henry on banjo, and George Gowans on drums. So let's listen then to Guy Lombardo, 1924. Thank you. The Guy Lombardo from 1924 was a long ways from the sweetest music this side of heaven, but the saxophones already had what I think is the specific Lombardo sound. Okay, let's continue now with a couple of recordings by the Lang Mackay Orchestra at Kessel Farm. The Mackay in the title of the band is Marion Mackay, and he's famous in Bix's lore because he recorded a tune called Do Wakadu in the end of 1924, and there is speculation that Bix may have been the cornet player in that recording. It turns out that there are two versions, one in Salthalter and Evans, in which Mackay told Evans, our man just read the arrangements and Bix did the solo. On the other hand, Kennedy's Jelly Roll, Bix and Hoagie, magnificent book, he tells that he interviewed Mackay when he was 93, who said that Bix was in the studio on that day. However, Mackay could not remember if Bix was on the take used to make the record. Anyway, the trumpet player, or cornet player, in that recording was Leroy Morris. And here he is again with the Mackay Lang Band on October 14, 1924 in Richmond, Indiana. Here he is again in two numbers, Sweet Little You and Leaky Roof Blues. The Lang Mackay Orchestra consists of Henry Lang on piano, Marion Mackay banjo, he's also the director, Ambrose Baringer trumpet, Leroy Morris cornet, he also plays apparently soprano sax and tenor sax, Don Marshall trombone, Ernie Mackay clarinet, bass clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Russell Mock on alto sax, Ed Johns on brass bass, and Danny Tonkel on drums. And he also does the speaking in the recording of Sweet Little You, which, by the way, includes a fairly Bixian solo by Leroy Morris. So let's listen then to the Lang Mackay Orchestra at Kessel Farms, but now they were in Richmond, Indiana, recording a couple of tunes for the Jeanette Studios, 1924.
Thank you.
next two recordings I want to play are by Pearly Breeze Shepherd Colonial Orchestra. Pearly Breeze was born on July 17, 1902 in Salem, Essex, Massachusetts, and died as a young man on February 9, 1939. He was in England in the mid-1920s, I believe, playing with Ambrose. In the records that I want to play, you can see the influence of the Wolverines tenor saxophonist George Johnson. The two recordings I want to play are Tell Me, Dreamy Eyes, and Where's My Sweetie Hiding. These were recorded on November 23rd, 1924 in New York. And we have Pearl Breed, he's a director, he's on reeds. Warren Honkway on trumpet. Brett Goins on clarinet. Frank Cornwell violin. Newell Chase piano. Julie Anderson banjo. And George Dussault on drums. So let's listen then to a band that is quite reminiscent of the Wolverines. It's Pearly Breeze Shepherd Colonial Orchestra, 1924. Thank you. The Jeanette Studios have been referred to as the cradle of recorded jazz. In fact, they were. And if you haven't read the Rick Kennedy's book yet, I highly recommend it. The title is Jelly Roll, Bix and Hoagie, Jeanette Studios and the Birth of Recorded Jazz. There is a new edition that was published maybe a year or so ago. Excellent book, lots of information, and you can't go wrong buying it and reading it. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now I want to play a couple of recordings by Hitch's Happy Harmonist. The date is January 19, 1925, Richmond, Indiana. And the two numbers I want to play are Cataract Rag Blues and Nightingale Rag Blues. We have Curtis Hitch on piano, and he's also the director. Fred Rollison on cornet. Jerry Baum trombone. Harry Wright clarinet. Rookie Neil C. Melody. Haskell Simpson on brass bass. Arnold Habby on banjo. Earl McDowell on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of 1925 recordings by Hitch's Happy Harmonists, recording in Richmond, Indiana for the Jeanette Studios.
Thank you.
Before I continue with the music, I want to read a small excerpt from the magnificent book The Jazz State of Indiana by Duncan Scheidt, the late Duncan Scheidt. Here is what he writes about Hitch's Happy Harmonists. This Evansville band, as evidenced by its Jeanette recordings, offers a clear example of how one orchestra, upon hearing another, could make a significant departure from its accustomed style and embrace that of its competitor. The model in this case was the Wolverines. According to the Happy Harmonists' leader, Kurt Hitch, and its cornet star, the late Fred Rollison, the change was a conscious one. Hitch's band was then 4 years old. Another example of Bix's influence on his contemporary. Let's continue with the music, and now I want to play a couple of recordings by Richard Hitter's Blue Nights. This was recorded on September 9 or 11, depending on who you read, in 1925 in the Jeanette Studios in New York. There is a trumpet, trombone, clarinet, alto sax, bass sax, piano, banjo, and drums. I remind you that earlier in the year, in 1925, in May specifically, Richard Hitter's Carabineers recorded Riverboat Shuffle, Hoagy Carmichael's composition. And in my article, Copying Bix, I provide information about the fact that Richard Hitter's Carabineers recording of Riverboat Shuffle includes, almost note for note, the solo that Bix had invented for his recording of Riverboat Shuffle with the Wolverines. So let's listen then to Richard Hitter's Blue Nights, two numbers recorded in September of 1925 for Jeanette Studios in New York. Thank you. I'm going to finish the program with a couple of recordings by Bernie Cummins. Bernard Joseph Cummins was born on March 14, 1900 in Akron, Ohio, died on September 22, 1986. He was a jazz drummer and band leader. And there is a connection to Bix, and I'll summarize here what Solholder and Evans tell us about Cummins and Bix. In the summer of 1923, drummer Bernie Cummins led a band at the Stockton Club in Hamilton, Ohio. He was offered a job beginning on Labor Day at the Toadstool Inn in Cincinnati, Ohio. At that time, George Red Bird was the trumpet player and musical manager of the band. When Cummins made his decision to go to the Toadstool Inn, Bird resigned from the band and organized his own to play at the Stockton Club. Bird went to Chicago and recruited a bunch of musicians. The band opened at the end of September with Jimmy Hartwell on clarinet, Bob Conzelman on drums, Dodd McCoon on piano, Gene Halls on banjo, Clyde Reynolds on trombone, and Ol Vanksness on tuba and bass sax. Apparently Hartwell and Bird did not get along well. Bird, who had an offer to join Gene Golcat, left and Hartwell took over. Hartwell got rid of Halls and Reynolds and hired Bix, Bob Gillette and George Johnson. There was a serious altercation in the Stockton Club on New Year's Eve 1923. The club closed and the band was out of a job. Hartwell went to Cincinnati to talk to Bernie Cummins, who comes to the rescue. Cummins arranged for a job at Doyle's Dancing Academy. There was a change in personnel also. Conzelman and Vanksness quit and were replaced by Vic Moore and Min Liebrook. Al Gandy was added, and presto, we have the Wolverine Orchestra. There was also an article titled Cummins Gave Bix the Push to Fame by Milton Carl. I have that article in the Bixography Forum. Let's see, it was in November of 2011. The article is interesting but has a few errors that I pointed out in my posting in the Bixography Forum. Okay, the two numbers by Bernie Cummins that I want to play are Home Folks Blues and Ida. This is January 28, 1924, before Bix and the Wolverines made their first recording. We have Bernie Cummins, drums and director, two trumpets, trombone, clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, another alto sax, tenor sax. Carl Radler is on piano, Walter Cummins on banjo, and there is a brass bass. So let's listen then to Bernie Cummins in 1924, a recording made for Jeanette Studios in Richmond, Indiana, 1924. Thank you. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of Jeanette recordings from 1924 and 1925. One of the well-known facts in jazz history is that following the February 4th, 1927 recording of Singing the Blues by Bix and Tram, the influence of Bix was amazing. But what the program that I just completed demonstrates very clearly is that the Bix influence preceded by many years the recording of Singing the Blues. The recordings of Bix with the Wolverines in 1924 had a profound influence, as we heard in several of the recordings in this program, where the bands play in a style highly reminiscent of the Wolverines' style. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this is